KSL News Time is now 7:09. Another check of triple team traffic on a Monday morning. And what are you seeing, Andy? A
lot of slowing on your mainline I-15. KSL travel time from Point of the Mountain to downtown is about 26 to 29 minutes right now. And the worst of it is going to be Draper to the South Interchange. Not much of a surprise, but the roads are wet, and that's adding to a lot of the slowdowns. 215's East Belt struggling as you head up the hill towards the mouth of Parley's Canyon. Foothill's not that bad yet, but we did get a report of a crash affecting drivers going up to the U at 100 South at about 1400 East. Eric?
Very wet on I-80 through the mountains right now. If you're heading to Park City or vice versa down into the valley, we saw some snowplows go through there, so parts of that drive should start to get a little bit better. We are also seeing some snow falling over on US 40. This is right at the Kearns Boulevard entrance to get into Park City, but right now the roads look pretty clear there. Right down in Utah County, you've got a pretty good movement, but very windy conditions on from Springville up to Point of the Mountain on I-15. Heather?
For Weber and Davis County drivers, the slowest stretch of your drive on I-15 is southbound between Layton Parkway and just past the Kaysville Ponds. And after that, speeds improve a little bit and you should be fine into downtown Salt Lake. We are seeing much heavier traffic now on the west side belt. This is southbound between Legacy Parkway and I-80 West, and also getting congested for anybody trying to get into the gates at Hill Air Force Base. Don't miss Ogden's Flooring and Design Holiday Sale. You'll find low prices on carpet, luxury vinyl, tile, hardwoods, laminate, and more. Enjoy beautiful floors for the holidays at great prices. Visit ogdensflooring.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.